Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
This is Scott Davert, and on this podcast, I am going to be talking about Braille displays on the Mac. The first thing we'll do is go over a bit of general information regarding Braille displays on the Mac. Then we'll go through how to pair a Braille display via Bluetooth to your Mac computer. We'll go over a few navigational features, along with a few keyboard shortcuts, and finally, how to get help, because who doesn't need help, right? So first, we'll start with a little bit of general information about Braille displays on the Mac. Most Braille displays are supported if you're running Mountain Lion. If you are running Lion, there are certainly exceptions to that rule, particularly with newer models of Braille displays. For example, I'm going to be using my Braille Edge during this demonstration, and the Braille Edge is not properly supported on Lion because Lion was released before the Braille Edge was. As a general rule, if you're running Mountain Lion, or even if you're running Lion and perhaps a display that's been around for a little longer, not meaning the display itself that you have, but the model of display, for example, the Refresher Braille. If you buy a Refresher Braille, which is definitely still on the market, they started making those, I believe, about 3 years ago. I think it's also usable on Snow Leopard, but don't quote me on that. The reason I'm doing this demonstration of pairing through Bluetooth for connecting and not using USB is because connecting the Braille display through a USB connection is very straightforward. You simply put your device into discoverable mode or whatever sort of setting that needs to be done to go into terminal mode. If you're running a note taker of some sort, have VoiceOver running, plug your Braille display into the Mac, and it just works. That's actually the preferred method, I think, for individuals who are just starting out with VoiceOver, because it's just so easy. You just pretty much plug and play, and you're good to go. In fact, when I started running the Mac, that's exactly what I did. Now, when you pair the Braille device to the Mac, you will not want to do it through Bluetooth on the Mac. You're actually going to want to go into the VoiceOver utility and pair it that way. So again, I'm using a Braille Edge 40 for this demonstration, but unless I say otherwise, all these keyboard commands that I'm going to demonstrate, you will find on pretty much all displays that have an input keyboard. Remember, not all of them do. For example, the first generation of Brilliant doesn't, and things like that. I think the older PacMate displays are also supported, and they, of course, don't have keyboard input either. On with the demonstration we go. I have my Braille Edge turned on, and Bluetooth is enabled on both my Mac computer and the Braille Edge. The Braille Edge currently just says terminal mode. So as I said, the first thing we want to do is go into the VoiceOver utility, and I do that with VOF8.
Oh, VoiceOver utility window, utility categories, table, row 1 of 10, general, selected, has keyboard focus.
And I am not going to go through why and how you interact with things. I'll cover briefly how to interact using the Braille display itself, but I'm not going to go over the concepts of things like that in this particular podcast, simply because I assume that either you know it already, or that you may be listening to this podcast just to get a general idea of whether this is something you would want to look into doing, or maybe you just want to see what Braille Access is like. So now I'm in the VoiceOver utility, and I need to navigate my way over to the Braille category.
Interact with utility categories, table, verbosity, speak, navig, web, sound, visuals, commanders, Braille. Stop interacting with utility categories, table, row 9 of 10, Braille, selected.
And what you're going to have is you're going to have two tabs. You will have the layout tab and the displays tab. Right now, we are looking for the displays tab.
Layout. Select Displays tab, 2 of 2. Press Displays tab, 2 of 2. Displays.
And now we want to find the add button. This is how, again, you would add a Bluetooth display.
Braille, no display. Attach a USB Braille display or click add to set up a Bluetooth Braille display. Add button. Select Bluetooth device. Select your Braille display from the list of devices. If your Braille display is not found, make sure it is in range of this computer, turned on, and discoverable. Bluetooth devices. Searching for devices. 0 found. 1 row added.
And we have 1 row added, so it did detect my Braille edge.
Select your Braille Bluetooth devices. Bluetooth devices table, no selection. Interact with Bluetooth device. Type computer name Braille DGE0037.
All right, and that's what we want. I just wanted to make sure that there were no other displays turned on. I also have a refresher Braille over here. And it wouldn't really do us much good to pair the refresher Braille when we're trying to use the Braille Edge. Well, actually it wouldn't pair because the authentication code is different.
Stop interact. Busy progress indicator. Remember this device. Dim check checkbox.
And if you have it remember this device, every time that the Mac is in range of this Bluetooth device, it will auto connect as long as VoiceOver is running.
Cancel button. Select. Default. Press select. Default search text field closing dialog.
And because I've paired the Braille Edge before, it did not require that I enter the PIN code. The only difference that you would see if you are pairing your Braille device for the first time is that you will have to enter the authentication code, which most of the time is 0000, but sometimes it will be different. For example, the refresher Braille pairing code is 1234. The BrailleSense line of products, you enter your own code and then you enter that same code on the BrailleSense. And so it's really important that you check the documentation for your specific device so that you know what it is you need to do. So for some reason, when you first pair a Braille display in VoiceOver, it lands you in some kind of a search box. I don't know why that is. We'll also cover another bug that I have found and have since reported to Apple. But what I'm going to do is get out of the VoiceOver utility for now, and I'll do that with a command Q. Unfortunately, there is no Braille display keyboard equivalent to this.
Finder. Documents window, sidebar, table, row 6 of 15, documents selected.
And I'm in a Finder window, which is fine, and it's in my documents folder. So I want to go over a few Braille keyboard commands. I'll start with some that are equivalent to what you'll find on iOS, since some of you may be familiar with those. If I do space with M.
VoiceOver muted.
I love that one for when I'm using Braille, so I don't have to listen to Alex. And of course it's a toggle.
VoiceOver unmuted.
And one I really use a lot on the Mac, particularly when I'm composing documents in a public setting, is space with 123456.
Screen curtain on.
And we have several others. Now one specific to the Mac I will tell you about right now is the command space with .256. And what space with .256 does is it will take you to your dock.
Dock. Finder 1 of 19.
Now, as with note takers, as with when you connect a Braille display on iOS or Windows, you can simply move around left and right by using space with .1 and space with .4.
Launchpad 2 of 19.
I'm pressing space with .4.
Mission Control 3 of 19. Safari 4 of 19. Mail 5 of 19.
And if I hit space with .1,
Safari 4 of 19.
We are on Safari. Now, if you've used a Braille display on iOS, you know that you can hit a cursor routing button, and it will activate the current item that is located on the Braille display above or below that cursor routing button. And this is actually kind of where I like the bigger displays, not only for the fact that there are more, say, dock items in this particular case, but even when I'm editing papers. And for example, my Focus 80, which has been around for, I don't know, when did they start making those, like 8 years ago? That is also compatible with the Mac operating system. Anyway, on the display right now, I have Mission Control, 3 of 19, Safari, 4 of, and then it would say 19. So if I hit any of the cursor routing buttons above Safari, it will launch the Safari browser. So let's do that.
Safari HTML content 85% loaded.
And I'm pretty sure, unless something has changed, it is on the Apple homepage. It didn't give me voice confirmation, but it does say on the Braille display LNK Apple Combo BX, meaning there's a link for Apple and there's also a combo box here. And so if I want to stop interacting with this HTML content, let's say I want to go do something in the toolbar or whatever, I can use space with dots 3, 5, 6 to stop interacting.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
Or if I want to start interacting with it, it's space with 2, 3, 6.
Interact with HTML content. Apple, link, store, link, Mac, link, iPod, link, iPhone, link, iPad, link, iTunes, link.
And then I hit space with P, dots 1, 2, 3, 4 to pause or shut up voiceover. That's actually one of the reasons why I leave speech off when I'm just using it and I'm not recording a podcast, for example. Some other commands that you might like to know are the rotor commands. We use the rotor a lot, of course, for things like navigating by types of elements or even by character or word, depending on the context of the situation in which you want to use them. And in iOS, to go to the next rotor option, it's space with dots 5, 6. I'll do that on the Braille Edge now.
Static text, characters, words.
And then I'll do space with dots 2, 3 to go to the previous rotor setting.
Characters.
And it's characters. Now, normally, and in Lion, if you do space with dot 3,
entering navigation landmark,
it will go to the previous occurrence of that rotor setting. Space with dot 6 goes to the next occurrence of that rotor setting. However, it's a bug in Mountain Lion, and unfortunately, we don't know when it's going to get fixed. I have reported this bug to Apple, and they thanked me for it. I actually got more than the standard reply, which was kind of nice. But anyway, so that is a bug. You can still, of course, use all the other methods to navigate by the setting of the rotor, you know, using your up and down arrows, for example, or flicking up and down respectively on the trackpad. Now, if I wanted to get out of Safari, I could, of course, hit Command Q on the keyboard to quit the application. Again, that does not have a Braille equivalent. But I can also, if I want to go back to my dock and not close the Safari window, anybody remember what that command is? Space with low D, dots 2, 5, 6.
Dock, Safari, 4 of 19.
You're certainly not limited to simple navigation type things with the Braille display. I can, for example, use space with the letter S to go into the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
And then if I use dot 1 or dot 4, I'll use dot 4 now.
Safari, file, edit, view.
If I'm on Safari, when I hit a cursor routing button, unfortunately it will not take me to that menu. It doesn't open it, but it will take me back to Safari. Or say if I hit File, if I hit a cursor routing button over File.
File.
It does do that. Now if I want to activate that, I actually have to hit space with dots 3-6.
File, menu 13 item, new window, Command N.
And now we can move through the various options in this particular menu with space and dot 3 and space with dot 6. That does work in this particular setting. Or on my Braille Edge, I have arrow keys, and I can use them just like I would use them on the keyboard. To get out of menus, you can actually use space with B. Of course, in iOS, that also works a lot of the time. It's also the back button.
Closing menu, link, Apple.
And I'm returned now to the Safari web page. So there are a lot of different commands. All of these that I just gave you are applicable to pretty much any Braille device that you connect that has a Braille keyboard. But every Braille display has its own specific keys that are unique to that display. So for that, the best thing to do is hit space with K. You can do this from anywhere within Mac OS X.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voiceover keys while typing to hear voiceover commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
So, as an example, I have four keys on either side of the space bar on the Braille Edge. So if I hit the key furthest to the left, it tells me what it is. It's the F1 key and what it does.
F1, go to dock, moves voiceover cursor to the dock.
Okay, let's try F5, the first key to the right of the space bar.
F5, go to linked item, moves the voiceover cursor to the item linked to the current item.
And by the way, that does not have a Braille keyboard equivalent to VOJ. That's actually a unique one to the Braille Edge. And we'll try one more for fun, F4.
F4, go to Spotlight menu, moves the voiceover cursor to the Spotlight search menu on the right side of the menu bar.
And so you get the point. I'll do space with B again.
Dot 1 plus dot 2 plus spacebar, escape, exits the current mode. Stop in keyboard help.
Thank you, Alex. And finally, what I want to do is take you into the VoiceOver utility again and show you some of these other options that you have now that we have the Braille display connected. And that's pretty much going to conclude this podcast once we've done that, because we could go on for days and days. Also, I want to mention before I do that, you can go into the VoiceOver utility under Layout with the Braille display and assign VoiceOver commands to Braille keyboard keys if they aren't assigned to something else. So I'm going to do space with U.
Open VoiceOver utility window, utility categories, table, row 1 of 10, general, selected has keyboard focus. Interact with utility category, verbosity, navigation, web.
And I did space with low J to interact, and now I'm just using space with dot 4.
Visuals. Commanders. Braille.
I'll stop interacting.
Stop interacting. Layout. Selected tab. 1 of 2.
Okay, so we do have the layout tab already selected.
Displays tab. 2 of 2. Braille display. HIMS Braille Edge 40. 40 cells. Braille display.
And I'm just using space with dot 4.
Braille translation. English. Braille translation. Pop-up button.
And you can change that if you wish.
Show contracted Braille, checkbox.
And we can turn that on and off, or we can just do space with G.
Unchecked, show contracted Braille, checkbox. Checked, show contracted Braille, checkbox.
And space with G will actually work anywhere within the operating system when you have a Braille display connected.
Show 8. Braille, dimmed, unchecked. Use dot 7 and 8 to indicate cursor, unchecked checkbox. Status cells. Show general, show text style status cells. Uncheck. Show extend text style status cells. Show status on V. Left show status on V. Select right show status on V. Display alert messages. 3 seconds. Display alert messages. Off. Fast. Slow. Help button. Help button.
And that's the layout tab. Now if we go under the displays tab, that's where you can set up different keyboard commands, but we're not going to do that now. So that's pretty much a basic overview of some of the things you can do with your Braille display. I hope you found this demonstration helpful. I'm actually going to go shut down my Mac to end the podcast. I did that with my trackpad podcast and thought it was appropriate. So we'll do it again. I'm going to do Command Q. I'm going to do, does anybody remember the command to go to the menu bar? If you said space with M, you are wrong. It's actually space with the letter S. My guess is because space with M was already taken up by muting and unmuting a speech. But anyway.
Menu bar, Apple.
I want that, so I will do space with .36.
Apple, menu 11 items.
And now I will move down with space with .6 until I get to shutdown.
About, so, app store, sys.recent, force quit, sleep. Restart, shutdown, ellipsis.
Cursor routing button.
Authentication. If you do nothing, the computer will shut down automatically in 59 seconds. Reopen Windows, cancel button.
So I'm hitting my right arrow on the Braille display, or I could do space with .4.
Shutdown, default button.
And there it went. So again, I hope you found this demonstration helpful. I hope it gives you a general overview of the things that you can do with the Braille display. If there is sufficient interest, I will record other podcasts on using Braille displays with the Mac. Thank you for taking time out of your day and listening to this podcast, and I hope it was not a waste of time for you. This is Scott Davert saying so long, everybody.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.